I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're covering a lot of stories today, including that massive high-rise fire in London. More on that in a moment, but first...
My colleagues, there are very strong emotions throughout this House today.
Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the House of Representatives today. He was referring to this morning's shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, which left Congressman Steve Scalise and four others wounded. We're following this story as it develops, and for the latest, head over to PRI.org. Back to the tragedy in London now. At least 12 people are confirmed dead after a blaze tore through a 24-story building in West London, and police expect the death toll to rise. Hundreds of people lived in the building. It had 120 apartments. Earlier, the world's Leo Hornack went to the scene to find out what happened.
Well, Carol, I mean, the story's kind of still emerging, but what's come really clear is just how fast this happened. The fire department, as we say here, got a call just before 1 a.m. our time. By that time, it seems like the blaze was already well underway. I mean, the second thing is just the intensity, Carol, because I'm just a few streets away right now, and I'm looking at the remains of the tower. And it is completely blackened. There's still smoke coming out of it. I mean, and this is getting on for 12 hours after, more than 12 hours after the blaze started. And there's still smoke rising from the building. And so that just gives you a sense of just how intense and how rapidly this fire spread throughout the whole building.
And it sounds like there's people near you at the scene dealing with it there. What is the atmosphere like? I mean, you're right by this building. What are people feeling there now?
Well, I'm a few streets away from the building, but it's such a tall building, Carol, that it kind of dominates the whole area. The mood really round here when you speak to people is obviously of shock. I mean, this happened only this morning. It's just mid-afternoon for us. And, you know, even in that time, just as I was walking here, I saw signs posted, you know, on walls saying things like come to this place or that place for food and shelter if you were affected by the fire. So there's a whole community that's mobilizing to try and help the residents, and, you know, particularly families who've lost loved ones, of course. But as you can imagine, the impact on people in this area is huge, because this is quite a quiet neighborhood in many ways. One of the residents of the tower, Tamara, spoke to my other colleagues at the BBC about what she saw when the fire first took hold.
And there's people like throwing their kids out, just save my children, just save my children. And like the fire brigade, the ambulance and the police, they couldn't do nothing. They couldn't get in. They're just telling them to just stay there where they are. We'll come and get you. And there's still people like at their windows, help me, help me, help me. And you can see the fire going into the house and into the last room that they're in, and just engulfing their whole apartment.
Oh, it's just horrifying hearing about that. And I understand that Grenfell Tower is what we would call public housing here. I mean, what kind of area is the Grenfell Tower in?
This is an area where London's extremes of inequality are kind of at their most visible. And I think that's what's underlying a lot of the controversy about this fire already. As you say, it's an area, it's what we would call a council estate, what's called public housing in the States. But just a few minutes walk from here, you can see some of the most expensive properties in London. Restaurants, designer clothes boutiques, places where you could spend more on clothes or cars or a house than most people could earn in a lifetime. That inequality is something that a lot of the residents and the people who live around here feel every day of their life. And so when a tragedy like this happens, it really does pull that disparity really tightly into focus, that there's two kinds of London living in an area like this, and they live very, very different lives.
The world's Leo Hornack in London, just down the street from the Grenfell Tower. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you, Carol.